All right, George Contos joins us. Going to Wrigley. We do this every year when you go to Wrigley.
Yeah, it's always a fun place. I grew up going to a lot of games there. I've probably been a spectator and a fan to about 100, over 100 baseball games there. And every time we get a chance to go back and play there, you know, it brings out the little kid in me again.
All right, how many people you got coming?
Too many. It's going to be probably 10 to 15 tickets every game, if not more.
All right. Talking to Javi about warming up in that bullpen. The fans are so close. You ever order a hot dog or anything?
Every time I've actually pitched there, I have a bunch of friends from high school and from growing up who always sit right next to the bullpen. So they're always, you know, chirping at me, saying hello, talking about what we're going to do after the game. And I have to lean over and be like, I got to work right now. Give me a second. But it's always a fun time. Getting over there to play the Cubs, who are my team growing up, and, seeing family and friends coming out to the ballpark and supporting me. It's really special. So I'm really excited to go back.
George Contos, what's the toughest part of pitching in Wrigley? Wind, short fences one way or another?
You know, I think it can either be a tremendous pitcher's park or a tremendous hitter's park. And, you know, that as a pitcher, that changes your approach on the game depending on which way the wind's blowing. I mean, I think my first time ever playing there, I threw Anthony Rizzo a backdoor slider that he hit off the end of the bat and ended up going in the basket. So it's one of those things where you can be a little aggressive when it's a pitcher's day, but you have to keep the ball down and kind of really be careful where your pitches are throwing on the days when the winds are blowing out.
All right. The stat I'm most proud of for you, and I know you love it, is the inherited runner stat. And then I looked and said, what are hitters hitting against him with runners in scoring position? Like 2 for 56. And it's obvious because you don't give up any inherited runs, so you're getting people out.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that ever since I got called up in 2012 here, Boach has been putting me in those situations. And I think over time, I've just gotten more and more comfortable. And, you know, now whenever I go out there, it's just trying to execute pitches and keep the ball down and get them to hit it on the off the barrel, on the ground somewhere. And we have guys in the infield and outfield who are just, you know, great defensively, and they make the plays behind me, and I'm able to go out there and strand those runners.
Yeah, and you have more pitches now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my repertoire is not really that one or two pitch mix that it used to be. I've realized that even though I'm not turning a lineup over, giving as many looks to a hitter as possible keeps him off balance, and I really think the results from that have shown.
Well, I asked Bochy the other day, I said, why not make the guy a closer if you need him, if you need him?
Hey, you know what? I'm more than happy to do whatever they ask of me, and if that's something that is on the table at some point, I would embrace it, and I would love to do it.
All right, George, good luck, and nice to see you again, and Wrigley awaits.
Yeah, here we come. Nice to see you, Marty.
All right, more coming up in KMBR 680, the Sports Leader.